Much of the world delighted in the story of OR7, the wandering wolf. A few years back, his then-active radio collar showed him entering California from Oregon, the first wolf known to have been in California in generations. OR7 is at least a grandfather now, with his rogue pack entrenched in Oregon and a Shasta pack now in place in California. Not everyone is thrilled. Wolves on the landscape again represent a potential threat to livestock on farms and ranches, and that threat has been borne out by some attacks. Cattle owners and wildlife managers continue to work on non-lethal methods to keep wolves and livestock apart. Those efforts include the training of cattle to act differently when wolves and other predators approach. Don't run is the main thing. Mark Coates offers these programs through a website called RancherPredatorAwareness.com. He's in the studio with us from his ranch in the Klamath Basin. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
So you were the Cattlemen's Association president in Siskiyou County, is that right?
I was for 3 years.
So what kinds of things did you hear from people in the business and probably still about the threat of wolves returning to the region?
The concern of predatory attacks on their livestock.
Mm-hmm. And so before we even get to wolves, help us understand the whole array of threats from predators. I mean, what other creatures and how often are cattle preyed upon?
We lose about 1% per year is the national average, and that is the death loss to predators. We have in our area, we have black bears, mountain lions, coyotes, and now wolves. Wolves were the main concern for this research, and U.S. Fish and Wildlife gave me a grant to produce this paper and this tutorial about how to deter predation on livestock. And it is returning to the herd group.
Returning to the herd group, meaning hang out with the rest of the cattle.
Right, and don't run or flee. And that's flight and fight are the instincts of fear. And so we're taking that instinct of fear and replacing it again with the herd group. Cattle are naturally a herd animal, and it's an easy training to get them to return to the herd group.
So let's talk about the wolf behavior in particular, because you listed several predators in there. Is a wolf? Are the wolves just a little more aggressive than the other predators on that list?
They are. They will chase and harass the livestock until they can sort out an individual that they can prey upon.
And is it usually then a younger or smaller individual?
Many times it's a younger, smaller, or a weaker, more feeble animal. But it also will attack a large cow. They do prey on bison, buffalo, full-grown buffalo bulls. So a cow is not a challenge for them.
Now, when there are attacks on livestock by wolves, does it tend to be one wolf at a time? Does it tend to be a group of wolves?
It depends on the pack dynamics. If you have a mega pack, then they all can basically gang up together. If you have random individuals out there that are seeking their meal, then they're just individuals. The group pack is usually what hunts, but they have a lot of dynamics. They can be individuals also.
Mm-hmm. And so I mean, anybody who owns a dog is aware of the chase instinct that seems common to them, at least in certain breeds. And so is this what we're talking about with wolves, where if something runs away from it, this is like, oh, the chase is on?
Exactly right. Canids all respond a lot alike. And wolves also, they need the chase.
So when you went and sought out the grant from the Fish and Wildlife Service for the training to help you teach ranchers to train their cattle, I mean, how long ago was this?
The grant, when OR7 first came into California, he entered onto my ranch, right close to my ranch.
Really, right? OR7 on your ranch?
Yes, mm-hmm. And that was in 11. And so the grant came probably in 14, and I've been working on it since 11. So there's been a lot of things that have been done, a lot of miles, a lot of time.
So was this information you already possessed about how to do this training, or did you have to go far and wide and look for some experts on behavior to help you with it?
No. When I first started on this, I thought the best thing that we could do is to make cows meaner, put horns on them, and fight the wolves off. And I soon learned that instinct of fight or flight set up the cow for depredation. The cow that runs out to fight the wolves individualizes herself, and another wolf will lead it out, and then another wolf will tie on to the back end, and that's where the depredation occurs. It's not a pretty sight. It's quite a violent death.
Has there been any depredation on your property?
There has not.
Okay. So you've been free of that anyway. What I keep hearing over and over again, though, is that there is safety in not just numbers, but safety in a group. It really is sort of like humans and circle the wagons.
It is. And that's the idea, is to eliminate the chase, bring back the herd group, and get them to posture in the predatorial defensive posture of predator awareness.
Had you looked before this into other non-lethal ways of keeping wolves away? I mean, I hear about various methods, and we've talked to some people about them here on the program, the fluttering flags and some of the other techniques we've heard about.
I've looked at all the solutions that are out there, and I'm still looking for more. There's a lot of different ideas. They all do work in their own scenario. They all will work. It's not a single-use item. It's a use of multiple deterrents.
So a lot of different things in the toolbox, you're saying?
Yes.
Mark Coates is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a rancher, the former president of the Cattlemen's Association in Siskiyou County, and he's developed a program to teach people who own livestock to train them to get ready for predators by grouping together, not running away from them and creating an individual target for a wolf or wolves to go after. It's all available at rancherpredatorawareness.com. You can join our conversation on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. When you first began to talk about this with fellow ranchers, I wonder, because I know we've heard a fair number of viewpoints. I mean, nobody's crazy about wolves being around, and some people are, you know, they're thinking about lethal methods if it comes to that, if they do get livestock attacked. But it sounds like you've got more of a view that, you know, they're here. We have to accept that.
Well, my view is that it's an endangered species protected by the Endangered Species Act. So we don't have a lot of options. If the federal government decides that one wolf is a little bit too aggressive, that can be their decision. But the ranchers ourselves, we have none. We cannot harass this animal.
And that's that.
That's that. It's
now, there is a dividing line in Oregon, though, and not terribly far east of where you live and work. I mean, US 395 is the dividing line?
US 395, which is a little ways away.
Goes through Lakeview, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so we are in the protected area, and so we cannot harass the wolf.
But if your ranch is on the other side of 395,
then they have a different option.
All right. So when you say harass, I mean, are there certain techniques you can't even use to keep them away from your property?
Well, actually, my ranch is in California, mm-hmm. and they have a completely different idea of what you can do and what you can't do. And when we first started into this scenario, we couldn't even chase the wolves. They've since mitigated some of those ideas, and you're allowed to use non-lethal force to get rid of them.
California finally finalized its wolf management plan, was it last year or the year before? So essentially 5 years after OR7 first trekked across your property.
Exactly right, and there was a lot of inputs into it.
Mm-hmm. And so are you fairly satisfied with the wolf management plan that California's come up with? Does it make it clearer to you anyway what your responsibilities and opportunities are?
I do, and I think that's what created predator awareness, is if we educate these livestock, train these cattle to act in a defensive posture, then we don't really have to worry about them.
How does this strike some people? When you say training livestock, it sounds a little funny at first, but I wonder if it's...
Many people think the same way,
mm-hmm.
but it's just animal training. It's pressure and release. And what we do is we pressure the animal, and then once that animal achieves our desired reaction, we release the pressure. And we use pseudopredators, dogs, and we create a scenario that makes them realize if they're out alone, they're in a problematic situation. And the dogs will pressure them, and once they return to the herd, the pressure is relieved. And what that creates is the response of once they feel a pressure, that those cattle will group in a defensive posture. And they will stand there, and they will be comfortable within that herd group. So when they receive pressure, they group.
So it's essentially you working with the dog to train the cattle?
Correct.
How far do you have to be as the dog's responsible party from the group? I just wonder, you know, are you even visible, or is the herd aware of you?
I try to stay in the back as much as possible. It's just a whistle that I can control the dog on. And stock dogs are used, and everybody's aware of the stock dog and the border collies and what a good job they do. The predator awareness dog is quite different than the stock dog. The predator awareness dog actually is trying to create the cow to understand that it needs to return to the herd. A border collie will use pressure to return it to the herd. Pressure is just a simulation of encouraging flight. So we don't want that to happen with the predator awareness dog. We want him to create the understanding that out here is a little bit rough by yourself. Get to the herd, and that's where you'll be safe and calm and content.
So, I mean, is it just movement? Is it movement and some barking from the dog? I mean, what are the things you expect from the predator awareness dog?
We don't like barking, but what we like is what we call shedding. Shedding is seen more in sheep herding than it is in livestock handling into cattle. The shedding is a trying to create flight and the separation of an individual from the herd. So the predator awareness dog actually tries to separate an individual and then will pressure him away from the group. If he flights, he'll stop him again and pretty much continue to turn him. And as the trainer, you can stop the dog and let that cow settle for just a bit, and that cow will make a decision where it needs to go. If that decision is back to the herd, then you can release the dog. If it is not back to the herd, training continues, and that dog will continue to work that cow until she understands that the herd is the release and the relief of all pressure.
So always the safe harbor is back with the other cow, standing in a group.
Exactly right, and not running or fleeing.
But in the first place, when you talk about the shedding part of this, you're essentially trying to cut one head out of the herd?
Correct. And what happens there is there's individual training and there's group training. And once the group sees an individual being worked, you're actually instilling that out there is not such a good place. And the others learn it effectively, just a visual training. And then others have to actually be in the action. And they're the stubborn ones, and they need to be individually trained.
Wow. So this, I can imagine that the time consumed is not necessarily on training any group of animals, but in figuring out which ones in that group might need a little more individual work.
Correct. And they will tell you themselves. When you ride in amongst your cows, they will relay that to you, which ones are going to be the ones that will respond in flight.
How do they relay that to you?
Their head comes up. They get a little bit more nervous. Their pace and everything increases. And with the encouragement of the trainer, you can get those cows to shed out themselves. And the dog will then work on encouraging them to return and settle down.
So you're really trying to make sure that individuals don't act very much like individuals. It sounds like the ones with their heads up are the ones who are kind of curious about things and want to go off and see the world. And you're trying to say, no, head down, stay with the other guys.
Correct. And what we're trying to do is get them to realize that the herd is the safe spot.
So do you have to have a really extraordinary sense for cattle and the things that they might be thinking, or at least in the ways in which they're behaving? It sounds like you have a really innate sense for you know, who the trouble spots might be in a particular herd.
It is a stockmanship skill. And it does relate to what the cattle are going to do.
Is that born or bred? I mean, was it something that came naturally to you from being around cattle, or was it something you had to learn from years of training yourself?
One of the things that I've done, I've been in this business all my life, and one of the things I've always looked for is easy ways to do something. I have stockmanship that gets things done. And most of my time has been spent out in the backcountry, horseback. And so I've really practiced on getting cattle to the areas that I need them to be. And I think that gave me a little heads up for this method. Then once I saw some of the work that OSU had done and the harassment that the cattle were receiving, it made sense that these cattle could be trained to do these things. And so that's what I started working on.
Mark Coates is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's a rancher, and he's training other ranchers to train their cattle to hang together when approached with a predator, particularly wolves. And the program is called Predator Awareness. You can find it at RancherPredatorAwareness.com. You can visit with Mark Coates here on the Jefferson Exchange now by phone at 800-838-3760 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. How good a dog do you have to be able to do the training?
It takes a while to develop a dog, mm-hmm. and the dog is completely different than a stock dog. And it takes about 3 years to get this dog to do we need it to do. And it starts from the time they're basically a puppy.
Mm-hmm. So dog training and then the cattle training. So 3 years for the dog, and then how long for the cattle once the dog is up to speed?
Surprisingly, the cattle actually are, it's an easy teach for the cattle. They are a herd animal. And herd animals exist because of predators. And so it's a really easy response to get them back into the herd. Usually 3 or 4 training sessions for a group of cows will make an effective stance.
The term herd immunity keeps coming into my head, but it sounds like in a lot of herds, once you've gotten a couple of individuals, the rest of them sort of know what to do.
They do. And once the herd group is a comfortable place, even if you just walk through these cattle, where they're used to seeing horseback only, these cattle, when they see a person afoot, will actually group into a group because they're uncomfortable with your presence. And that's when they go to a group, is any time that it's replacing the instincts of fear with flight or fight and returning them to their herd posture.
Was there any kind of training, Mark, that existed already that you were able to use or to adapt into what you were doing? Or is this pretty much you inventing the wheel on rancher predator awareness?
Well, there's been a lot of stockmen in history that have done herd work and, mm-hmm. and worked on herd reliance. And it was just applying some of their skills and maybe adding in some dog skills from my side and creating this idea.
So if a rancher doesn't have a dog of the quality that it sounds like you've been able to train, I mean, what are some of the options they might have?
We're still working on that. How do we get that across? I'm not exactly sure yet. Still working on it and still developing.
So once you've gone through this process, you got the dog trained, you've worked with the cattle, I mean, and is there an optimum size for a group you're going to work with at one time?
The size of group is really irrelevant, but the range will determine what size the group is. So some ranges on large ranches will have a smaller parameter with more cattle, and then some ranges will have, like a U.S. forestry permit, will have a lot of country and very few cattle. And so the numbers are not really important. It's the action. A small herd group can deter a predator just as effectively as a large group.
Really? Just banded together, about three, four cows or something?
Yes. There's a little calf, buffalo calf, on YouTube that's alone, and he just decides not to run, and he deters a wolf. And that's on YouTube right now. It's National Geographic. Little tape on them.
So it really is a stand your ground kind of thing. I mean, you're not moving, you're not creating a target for the wolf to chase after. There's no chase.
Exactly right. If we can eliminate the flight and we can turn it into a response of a herd group, all the predators are discouraged from attacking herd groups.
So then do you go out and test for the effectiveness? Once you've trained a group of cows, you go out and bring the dog back out and make sure that they're adhering to what they learned?
Exactly. There's constant updates on this. And we have actually looked into some of these that we have done some training on, and the effectiveness usually runs out about 7 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get the updates and the training updates in there to encourage these cattle to continue to group, they lose this defensive posture.
So I mean, do you offer a service? I mean, do you or anybody else take your dogs out and train other people's cattle?
We do. Right now, our plates are full. Mm-hmm. But we do try to encourage this, and that's what we're working on, how to develop this predator awareness training.
And get it bigger and available to more people.
Okay. Correct.
So the whole guide is there on the website at rancherpredatorawareness.com. Is that right?
Yes, and there's some tutorials there, and it talks a little bit about stockmanship skills and dog skills and training your cows.
So you got the grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Are they helping disseminate the information too at Fish and Wildlife?
That I'm not aware of. Mm-hmm. We produce the tape, and we haven't had a lot of work since with them.
Okay. So the basic thing is keeping the cows to hang together, or at least stand in one place, and so don't create a target for a wolf approaching. It's all available at rancherpredatorawareness.com, created by Mark Coates, who's been our guest today on the Jefferson Exchange. Mark, thanks for joining us.